This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Another amazing way for you to spend some time in thought provocation. Maybe having a good time. What's wrong with that? The DJD program on the air. Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, all of us are great broadcasters, if I do say so myself. I guess I'm for myself. I'm a long-time broadcaster, great or not, reminds me of something very objective versus the subjectivity. You know, the difference between objective thinking and subjective thinking. It's like some of the news media, it's very subjective. I think that, and so radio programs are pretty subjective as well. Here, I think we're, if I do say so myself, although it sounds a little self-serving, we're pretty objective. Hey, Jennifer, as we all have our biases, we have our points of view, we have our thoughts, but we respect the thoughts and thinking of others, and that's hopefully what makes this a valuable tool for you to find out what's going on. Jennifer, speaking of what's going on?
Well, the guy's name just won't go away. Jussie Smollett is back in the focus once again. And this is because the Cook County State Attorney, Kim Fox, who took a lot of heat for making those charges just poof, disappear against Jussie Smollett several weeks ago in Chicago, has had some text messages that come to light. Her office is under investigation for the handling of the Jussie Smollett case. If you don't know what that is or what we're talking about, he's a star of Fox's television show Empire, and he alleges that he was attacked by two white men wearing MAGA hats on the street of Chicago. He said they tied a noose around his neck. He sought help. And evidence from the police department and originally the state attorney's office points to the fact that Jussie Smollett actually staged those attacks and that they were actually two black men who were friends of his that went out and bought supplies to help him stage the attack for either more money from Empire or for more attention, fame, and notoriety. Now, while Jussie Smollett is going to really not have to deal with a jail time, he does have a civil lawsuit filed against him by the city of Chicago for the money that it took the police department to investigate this. He has some federal charges pending, but who knows if those will actually come to any fruition. However, the focus is now on the state attorney, Kim Fox, who runs Cook County's office. She allegedly had some text messages released this week, and she described Jussie Smollett as, quote, a washed-up celeb who lied to cops. She said that the charges filed against him were too extreme. She said, pedophile with 4 victims, 10 counts. Washed-up celeb who lied to cops, 16 counts. Just because we can charge something doesn't mean we should. Now, Fox compared Smollett's case to her office's indictments against R&B singer R. Kelly. That's who she was talking about as the pedophile in those text messages to her top assistant. And those text messages were just released to the public. On a case eligible for deferred prosecution, I think it's indicative of something we should be looking at generally, she continued. Now, whether or not this is going to help bolster her case, because she did say all along that she thought these were too extreme. She went to the judge. The judge said what he would actually decide on would have already been served by the time served from Jussie Smollett's community service, which was only 2 days. Kim Fox is trying to use this as a defense as her office is being investigated. She was supposed to recuse herself because of a connection that she has to Jussie Smollett and his family. However, rumor is that while she publicly said she recused herself, she really stayed very involved with this case. So, again, more political fallout as to what her fate will be in all of this. Will it be enough to take down her career? She was seen as a rising star in Chicago, so it'll be interesting to see if she can survive all of this.
And so, as long as we're speaking of eccentricities, what about Julian Assange? What's the latest with him? Where is he in the indictment sticking? What sort of the extradition?
I haven't heard much about Julian Assange. His extradition, he's got a hearing on May the 2nd. He's still in the United Kingdom, so he's there. He's in jail, but I don't know that we've heard too
Nothing
much
new.
More about what's going on with him.
People wondering. Other names in the news, Andrea Norton, who was 20 years of age, fell. She was studying environmental sciences. She fell to her death while on a class trip in the Ozarks. She was at Briarcliff University in Arkansas's Ozark National Forest over the weekend, part of a class activity. She repositioned herself for a photo, and there over the side
she
went.
So sad.
Another one who lost
this. All for selfies.
Yeah. Just stupid, stupid, stupid. All right, let's do Felicity Huffman and Lori Loughlin. Apparently Lori's angry that they're being called cheaters. She and her husband. Okay. Really? I'm upset.
She said
that
she didn't know, and this is going to be like the worst event
know
ever.
What?
She said that she didn't know this week in court that what she was doing was breaking the law. She said it broke. She knew it broke the rules, but she didn't realize that she was breaking the law. And that's going to prove to be problematic because she was on tape saying that if she got caught, she would just say she was making this charitable donation. What's really going to get her is that you may be able to feign ignorance when it comes to what is legal and what's not. But everybody knows that you cannot make a faulty tax deduction. If you are not giving something to charity, you can't just take it off. Everybody knows that when they do that, they're violating the law. And that's what's going to be hard to explain if she did indeed deduct these huge amounts of money, hundreds of thousands of dollars from her tax returns because she was pretending that this was a charitable donation. That's what's going to come back to bite her. And she's facing really serious charges, 10 years in prison. The prosecutors for Felicity Huffman said that they're going to try to seek only 4 to 10 months in prison. So, yeah, Lori Loughlin's got a much more serious uphill climb.
What about the other?
She's in total denial for her to also say she doesn't like being called a cheater, but she didn't realize that she knew she was breaking the rules, but she doesn't like being called a cheater. Come on.
Mm. You cheated your daughter's way into school. Like, what are we supposed to call it something else? Is there a new name, Aunt Becky, that we're supposed to use?
How come we don't know anything about any of the other 13 parents who actually were charged?
Not
because they pled guilty.
Because lucky for them, they're not celebrities. So all we do is focus on Lori Loughlin and Felicity Huffman.
Yeah, and I think, didn't they also take the plea deal? I think the reason Lori Loughlin is super in the news is because she didn't think anything was going to happen to her, so she didn't take the plea deal, and now she's going to get screwed over
she's
even worse.
Be really clueless.
Well, their lawyers obviously are telling them, you know, oh, this will be fine, don't worry about it, you'll just pay a fine.
Right. Well, that's probably more appropriate that they do pay a huge fine, pay back all the costs for prosecution, sending to jail. As I've said 100 times, doesn't do anybody any good. What's the point? Whether it's any of these people, they shouldn't be going to jail. They should be paying a huge fine and therefore defraying the cost of prosecuting them and all the time and plus making it, this is where you hurt these people, although putting them in jail isn't something that they like, where you get them in the pocketbook. And that's something that they'll pay attention to, that people pay attention to.
But they could always make more money. I think in this case, though, with Lori Loughlin and especially her husband, who just seems like such an arrogant, I'm not even going to say, but I think in this case, sending the two of them to jail is the best way to get to them.
Yeah.
I don't know about the other people, but in their case, I just think she's so paranoid that she will end up in an orange jumpsuit, and the husband is just, everything he says is so arrogant. Even the statements that were caught on tape by the FBI, I've never seen that level of arrogance before. It's unreal.
A lot of it around, man. Here's somebody who's not arrogant. The story of Hoda Kotb, who is on the Today Show, has become the co-anchor, one of the leads on the program, been there for a long time, has adopted another child. It's kind of cool. I mean, she and the fellow that she lives with have, how many, was it, 2 children now? This is the
this
third?
This is their second.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
no,
second.
This is their
okay.
second, yeah.
Second, yeah. So it's kind of nice. Nice to share that kind of news in and among all the other stuff that's floating around. And I think she's quite likable. She seems to have a strong personality. People like her. And it's hard to mask that stuff. Look at the reactions that she has to her other. I don't see the show because they're on at the same time we are. But I think you get the energy from other people who are, never mind whether it's on television, but just in general, when you're around people that you really like or who are likable, it's easy to get that energy and to sort of fall into the like pattern, don't you think? When you think about your friends and people that you know, isn't it easy, if they're likable, to fall into a pattern, easy to exchange the energy? I find that to be the case anyway. So it's kind of cool. Good for her and good for the family. 16 after the hour on today's DJV program.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
If you lack energy and can't get your work done every day, you're struggling to get back into shape, all those sorts of things, you don't have a lot of drive and performance, then there is a solution. The daily routine that you're going through may be difficult, but thanks to NuGenix, N-U-G-E-N-I-X, you're feeling exhausted, this will fix that. You're not performing like you used to. NuGenix can help. High levels of testosterone play an important part in helping men preserve their energy and performance. So let's get into this overall wellness and fitness. Let's restore it. Let's get the tool. Revive your confidence by getting a free bottle of NuGenix. Free bottle of NuGenix. Just text FORCE to 321-321. Yep. Free bottle, NuGenix. Text FORCE, F-O-R-C-E, to 321-321. Very simple. Be on your way to a more confident you. Text FORCE to 321-321.
Is there a healthy option for weight loss out there? One without stimulants and no dangerous side effects? The answer is yes. And that yes is with Calitrin. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
My name is Nicole, and I get benefits from Calitrin because I have lupus and I have fibromyalgia. I've been taking it now for about, I think, 2 months, and I just love the way it works.
This is George, and I've lost 43 pounds using Calitrin. I really, really enjoy taking it.
I've taken Calitrin. I've lost about 26 pounds, and I've gone from a size 16 to a size 14. Calitrin has worked great for me. I also have seizures, and with my neurologist, he knows about my medication, and it does not interact with any type of medication, even seizure medication. It really works.
All natural, drug-free, stimulant-free, Calitrin works for weight loss and more. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Continuing with the appropriate focus on what's going on surrounding the Notre Dame Cathedral and the attempts to rebuild it already, apparently $700 million has been set up or has been pledged by some of France's wealthiest families.
It's actually hit $1 billion this morning. Checked it out. Yeah. How about that? Think about that amount of money in that short amount of time. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Great.
France's biggest companies like L'Oreal, Louis Vuitton, Gucci, all the people that run these, they'll rebuild that.
But they estimate that it'll cost between $1.13 billion and $2.3 billion. They're almost there with the donation money that's come in, which is pretty incredible, and it shows how much at the heart of Paris this is for Notre Dame. And Emmanuel Macron vowed, this seems crazy, because most people thought it would take decades for them to rebuild, but he's committed to doing it in 5 years, so we'll see if he can make that work.
Again, well, it's such an iconic treasure. All kinds of, they stand for all kinds of things, but it attracts a lot of tourism. I mean, think about it. We've all talked about it because we've all seen it ourselves.
Yeah.
Gone there. Yep. 21 after the hour on the DJV program.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
I was like, we ought to add that song, Kara, to the rotation of the songs we use on our weekly American Family Farmer show. We have lots of Luke Bryan music, which is appropriate. A lot of it is about farming. Comes from his background, from a farming family. Yep, he sure is. He's gearing up for football season, though, now. Joining Robin Roberts and Reese Davis from ESPN for the night's coverage. Primetime NFL Draft is appearing on ABC. The event isn't his first time dipping his toes into the football world. He also served as game day guest picker during the show's 2018 season opener. Bobby Bones, who's a radio guy, reporting from the streets of Nashville on both nights of the draft, which is next week, is it not? Mm-hmm. One night, got Luke Bryan. That's on the first night, Thursday the 25th, and then it goes on the 26th. Actually, they expected to go through the day on the 27th, right?
27th
is Saturday, so Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Yeah. So he's very much involved in that, and very much involved in the continuation of... it looks like there's a lot of excitement around sort of the end of the season for American Idol. Is that true? A lot of people are talking about the talent that surfaced there, although late to the table, seems like there are a lot of good people there. Is that just hype or is that true?
Anybody know? Not doing as well against The Voice. The Voice is rising in the ratings. American Idol has been falling since its debut, but the talent's still there, so it's still fun for the people who are watching it.
Country time on the DJV program, 26 after the hour. Next country artist, Vince Gill, is a concert he's providing to open the new Nashville Music Center, an indoor performing arts center, which this summer will open in an area in southern Indiana. I'm not sure. Is that where he's
from?
They
call it New Nashville. No.
Brown County, Indiana.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of people go there every year. Right?
Apparently,
it's a nice...
So it's not his venue that he's opening up. It's one that burned down in an arson like a decade ago. And
rebuilding
so they just rebuilt it, and he's going to be the first person to perform there.
Got it. Has a beer garden, family gardens, state-of-the-art sound and lighting. But there hasn't been any big performers there. Before it burned down, Johnny Cash had performed there, Kenny Chesney, other big acts. So Vince Gill is set to reopen it in August. All right, so it's a fairly small venue, 2,000-seater. That's cool. Next up here, Marty Stewart has been named Country Music Hall of Fame's Artist in Residence this year. Dedicated one of the greatest ambassadors, preservationists of country music. So the honor now being named the Artist in Residence for the Country Music Hall of Fame and Museum. He's the 16th performer to participate in the museum's program, curate a series of three shows, producing, performing in them with his band, The Fabulous Superlatives. And there'll be some musical guests that'll show up in September, the 11th, the 18th, the 25th. Each of these shows has a specific theme. On the 11th, he'll celebrate the re-release of his 10th studio album, The Pilgrim, which first appeared in 1999. The album, which relays the true story of a man from Stewart's hometown of Philadelphia, Mississippi, featured guest appearances from George Jones, Emmylou Harris, Earl Scruggs, Pam Tillis, Johnny Cash. Dubbed Psychedelic Jamboree, the September 18th show will spotlight influential country music of the 60s with artists and musicians from that era. And then on the 25th of September, Songs That Tell the Story features Stewart and others in an acoustic show dedicated to country's long...
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A few days from the 20-year anniversary of the horrific Columbine High School shootings, the FBI is continuing a manhunt, or in this case, a woman hunt, for an 18-year-old woman who's been identified as a credible threat to the Colorado school community.
Because of her comments and her actions, because of her travel here to the state, because of her procurement of a weapon immediately upon arriving here, we consider her to be a credible threat.
While FBI agent Dean Phillips says there's no specific threat to any one school, they're looking for the public's help in locating Sol Pais. Attorney General William Barr is establishing what's seen as a new precedent in immigration cases, announcing a decision yesterday that would keep thousands of migrants seeking asylum in detention for months. And this is USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE5W30. Available on Amazon.
When you're looking for quality auto parts, shop O'Reilly Auto Parts. With thousands of parts and accessories in stock and online, you're sure to find what you need with quick in-store delivery for those hard-to-find parts and accessories. Shop your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store or O'ReillyAuto.com. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Cool stuff here. Coming up on the DJV program in this half hour, we'll be talking about the treatment of animals that are to be eaten. A lot of controversy about that. Feature perhaps of our American Family Farmer show as well. Hopefully you catch that. It's all about farming and family and food, that sort of good stuff. Trying to keep our eye on that here too on the DJV program. Victoria Keevan is here along with Jennifer Horn, Kara Schillen. Let's get started with this business, the latest weapon of mass destruction, Victoria. What is it?
Yeah, well, it's fentanyl, and that's according to the Department of Homeland Security. There's an internal memo that has leaked out to some news outlets. I don't know if it was an intentional leak or not, but the bottom line is the memo is all about possibly classifying fentanyl as a weapon of mass destruction. And now the WMD office that outlines how government designates this drug, they say that it's a potential mass casualty weapon. And fentanyl, of course, as we've heard about this so much, fentanyl's high toxicity and increasing availability could make it an appealing option for a chemical weapons attack. Now, again, this is from this memo from the Department of Homeland Security. The federal government currently defines a WMD as any type of material weapon or device that's intended to harm a large number of people. Well, we know how many people have already been harmed by fentanyl. If this was ever weaponized, I think that this is not I think that this is an appropriate response, actually, and I'm all for classifying it. It's, of course, a synthetic opioid. It's legally used for pain management in a medical setting, but it's also illegally one of the most popular street drugs now. Now, the vast majority of fentanyl is actually produced in China. It doesn't come from Mexico. It's made in China and then goes to other places, especially here in the U.S. And so this is something that the U.S. government and China have already had discussions about. I don't know how much progress we've made with China not producing as much fentanyl and distributing it, but according to the CDC, there were more than 18,300 fentanyl-related deaths in the U.S. in 2016. That's the most recent data that they have so far, and that's 3 years ago. I would guess if they did one for 2019 already in the last 3 years, that number's probably
huge,
close to doubled.
Well, and how is it as a society?
It's lowered our life expectancy. That's what's so scary about this as a culture. Sorry for the interruption. I'm not a drug person, so I guess I don't understand why someone would want to be so out of control. But when we hear stories where I really don't understand, it's like the stories of the bath salt. Remember, we hear about those in Florida that were causing people to, like, attack other people and eat their face. Or fentanyl, when you know that just the dust from fentanyl is killing dogs at the border and it can kill people. Why in the world do you even go down that road? Is the high really worth it at that point? I guess I just don't understand.
Well, ignorance.
I think it's a lot of it is addiction. And the problem is people get put on fentanyl or other type of opioids when they have, you know, legitimate injuries. And then they turn, and then when the doctor doesn't write a new prescription, then they turn to the black market to keep getting the high. If they can't buy fentanyl, which is still relatively expensive in terms of street value, then they go to heroin, which is dirt cheap. And a lot of this started actually, Doug, in Massachusetts. I forget the name of the town, but it's called it's been called like the heroin fentanyl capital of the United States. And it was it was a working class area. A lot of injuries, Western Mass, and it was a lot of injuries from people and going into the doctor, and the doctor started saying, here, take OxyContin, and it was new, and they were giving free samples out, and all of this entire community got hooked on it,
okay.
And now they're all addicted to heroin.
This is the same path that the people in the tobacco companies took with our soldiers in World War II. They gave them free cigarettes to get them addicted to it, and then they stayed addicted to it and died from it. More soldiers died of tobacco exposure from having started smoking in World War II than soldiers died getting shot by the Germans and the Japanese. That's how bad these people are. Bloodthirsty curs that run these companies, these bastards that run the tobacco companies, the drug companies, and they are insidious. They're subhuman what they do. Here's this latest from your state of New Jersey. Three men arrested and charged with running a counterfeit drug storefront on the dark web, selling hundreds of thousands of these pills all around the country for cryptocurrency. The investigation has been going on since last year. The operation advertised itself as Sin Med on the dark web. Sin Med. Investigators seized 500,000 pills there last week, the largest seizure of pills in the state of New Jersey's history. This is the first time state prosecutors have taken down a dark web storefront like this, the largest pill seizure in the history of doing this. The illicit activity on the dark web is something that people are now beginning to notice. But can you imagine?
Well, the ports of entry in North Jersey and New York there, all that stuff, those container ships coming in from China with all the fentanyl, it's just, they have to just do a major, major crackdown on it. But to answer your question, Jen, going back to when you said the bath salts thing, most people, from everything that I've read, and I don't know anyone who's ever taken fentanyl or ever needed opioids, but most people don't just go to a street drug like fentanyl. They've already been addicted to something else, and then that's kind of what's available to them, and that's how they get to fentanyl.
You know, and I understand. I just don't know why you wouldn't take more heroin. I guess maybe the risk of overdose, you go to something stronger. I don't know. It's just when somebody says that the dust from fentanyl can kill you,
yeah.
How do people even take it without dying?
Here's what my son, has been, my son has had three careers. One of them, for the last 6-7 years, has been as a drug and alcohol rehab counselor. His clients are normally teenage boys, some girls, mostly boys, from rich families who get access to cheap things like heroin, or they start with things that are cheap, and then they graduate because they can, because they have the money. And the number of people who are ruining their lives, 14-year-olds, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19-year-old kids whose parents don't give a damn about them. They have money. They have time because they don't even have jobs anymore. Teenagers very rarely, it seems, in certain segments of our society have jobs. When I was a kid, everybody my age had a job. I don't know about you, Jennifer. And Jennifer was working when she was very young. Victoria, I think you were, Kara. All of us
had summer jobs, not when I was in school, yeah. But yeah.
Yeah. Well, I worked since I was 8 years old. There's a certain thing, however, now about parents protecting their children. You don't have to look any further than this college scandal thing to see how far parents would go. And what is that teaching your children? The allowance of letting them do whatever they want. Oh, experiment with this and try that. And it leads to, my son says, all of this, and he certainly is no right-wing conservative, but he says that the permissive society that we live in today, permissive parents encourage this sort of thing by their lack of attention to their children's needs. And I would say that maybe floats over into what we were talking about before with the mental health issues that we have that are not recognized because nobody's paying any attention to what's going on. Up next, PETA, a focus on the inhumane treatment of animals that provide you with a very important sustenance. Food in the focus next year on the DJB program.
I'm BehindTheBuy.com's David Gregg, and I've partnered with leading companies to help you with your spring season refresh for your home and life. The Works 40-volt HydroShot power cleaner provides 7 times more pressure than a garden hose, making it great for cleaning vehicles, boats, and your home's exterior. And Works 40-volt trimmer edger sends line at the push of a button and easily switches from trimmer into a wheeled edger. For warm weather hikes, outdoor music events, and picnics, Pelican coolers are a must-buy thanks to their extreme ice retention, durable build, lifetime guarantee, and big selection. Add in a Pelican ice block to pre-chill your cooler and let the fun begin. Staying protected while you're connected at home and on the go is important. Netgear Armor powered by Bitdefender is software that provides antivirus and data theft protection through your Orbi Wi-Fi mesh system to safeguard all of your Windows, Mac, iOS, and Android devices. Gravity Blanket, the premium therapeutic weighted blanket, naturally provides a more restful night's sleep. A sleep score study found over 70% of the participants using the Gravity Blanket reported a more restful sleep. The limited edition Spring 2019 duvet collection can give your Gravity Blanket and home a refresh with 4 print options. Busy Bee's MagSticks 41-piece toy set features durable magnetized sticks and colorful metal balls that can be combined to endlessly engage a child's development with a click. The award-winning MagSticks jumbo size makes them easy to grip and pleasing to kids ages 3 and up and those with sensory challenges. I'm David Gregg, senior editor for BehindTheBuy.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
We're joined now by Ashley Byrne here on the DJV program, an associate director of People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, overseeing several successful PETA campaigns. Some of the most provocative things that we've learned about animals anywhere has come from PETA for a long time. I remember the first engagement I ever had with PETA was when I was working in Washington, the radio studio on Thanksgiving Day. Some folks from PETA brought me up a Thanksgiving dinner that didn't include turkey. That was my first exposure.
Was it your first
PETA
tofurkey?
It was tofurkey, and I'll tell you the year was 1991. I can remember it like it was yesterday. These two young ladies brought this up to me in the studio. And I thought that was pretty interesting. It was Thanksgiving Day. So things have come a long way since then. The focus on inhumane treatment of animals, whether it be calves, pigs, all sorts of animals that are used for human food. The most recent investigation, and then there's a class action lawsuit also that's following up on the problem of the treatment of hens And again, the differentiation between chicken and hens, hens are egg layers, and chickens are what we eat. Not that you don't eat the hens from the eggs, because they put that in Campbell's chicken soup. But at any rate, let's get to the class action lawsuit here, Ashley, and what this is doing. How does this affect consumers?
Good morning. Well, companies claim to be selling so-called humane or free-range eggs. So often they're essentially duping consumers into purchasing their products, which are actually the result of overcrowding and miserable living conditions that most people wouldn't consider humane at all. So after PETA released findings from an investigation into a company called Nelly's that produces eggs sold in many major supermarket chains, we showed this video to people on the street, including real Nelly's customers of these chickens who were supposedly living in certified humane conditions, but were actually being, and they are living in conditions that fall under that label, but they're living in huge sheds where most of them can't reach the outside, where they're so crowded together in these stressful conditions that they have to have their beaks cut off so that they don't peck and you know, bite and kill each other. Mm. You know, I think that most people would never consider that humane, and most, you know, the people who we showed this video to on the street didn't consider it humane. So on March 6th, 2019, attorneys at PETA Foundation and Wigdor LLP, which is a New York-based law firm, filed a class action lawsuit in New York federal court against Pete and Jerry's Organics LLC and Nelly's Free Range Eggs on behalf of consumers, including four plaintiffs based in New York who were misled into buying eggs sold under the Nelly's label. And the lawsuit details how Nelly's cartons depict hens enjoying these vast, lush, grassy fields.
Right, yeah. The farming, I know, one of the things Ashley may or may not know about me is that I'm an American family farmer. In addition to being a broadcaster, I'm around these sorts of things all the time. I've seen both sides of it, the side you're describing, which is prevalent still. The government has ruined whatever real classification meaning terms like organic had. But then there are the farmers. I have a fellow who's running a farm over in Lincoln, Massachusetts, not far from me, who raises chickens the same way or for the same reason. And they have these huge, they move the chicken. Every day the chickens are moved. They're in free-range circumstances. There are about 1,000 of them in a couple of acres, and they just move the fences so that they go around the fields. And that's what real cage-free chickens, that's the condition that they live under. They go into the house to lay their eggs. They go back outside and wander around, which is what you're fighting for, but what these other people are fighting against. So it's interesting to know. If you go to PETA.org, you can find out more of the background information on the lawsuit and actually as a consumer what you are buying or what you're not buying, what you're not getting. Information, a lot of it, at PETA.org, PETA.org. Thanks, Ashley, for bringing this to our attention. Ashley Byrne from PETA here at 10 before the hour on the DJV Show.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this.
For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
From the Pet Show, Warren Eckstein is the animal lover's... He's an animal lover himself. Not the best. He's his own best friend. And Denise kind of likes him, too. Denise is his wife. Warren does a weekly program every weekend. You can hear him on hundreds of great stations around the country focusing on the needs of your pet. Warren's been doing this for 4 or 5 decades. Not like he doesn't know his way around. Trained some of the most interesting animals. And I'm talking about people with two legs who own the four-legged animals. Because as Warren always says, you're not training the dog, you're training the owner, which is something that I think a lot of people lose in translation for whatever the reason. One of the things we were just talking about off the air was this new focus, Meals on Wheels for Pets. Explain how that works, Warren, will you?
You know, it's interesting. I met this woman just about a month or so ago. She's a pilot for American Airlines and just an incredible lady. She became a pilot for American Airlines before women were piloting for the big
right.
airlines. Anyway,
yeah.
And she lives in the Santa Monica area near me, and she contacted me based on the fact, via a mutual friend, Valerie Geller. I'm sure you know Valerie Geller.
Oh, for God's sakes. I just sent Valerie a note the other day. She's one of the great radio people. That's cool.
Mutual friends, so they hooked me up with them, and she runs on the west side of California now. She runs Meals on Wheels for Pets, which is basically, you know, she realized that senior citizens have pets. Very often they can't afford to take care of their pets, or maybe they need a little help here. So what I'm doing is I'm getting involved with this specific Meals on Wheels West, and hopefully we can expand it further, where seniors that have pets can keep their pets in their home. I have arranged where the food will be free. I arrange with a food company to supply the food for all these people. It's just a great idea. So I'm going to get volunteers involved. But you may want to check in your neighborhood, no matter where you're listening right now, Doug. They may want to check. Meals on Wheels very often is looking for volunteers that may be able to get involved with pets.
I would like you to introduce me to this lady. I would love to help and know that my connection to American Airlines is known by everybody that listens to me on the radio. with my traveling, but I would love to support that as well. So maybe when you and I are together
in
Santa Monica.
I will hook you guys up. Yeah, she's an incredible lady. Her name is Carson. Carson, what a great name for a lady, Carson.
Yeah, right.
And we had something in common. One of the reasons we were both in the Air Force, so we both had a lot to talk about. Great lady. A lot of volunteer opportunity. Meals on Wheels West. But check with your own area. They may have one starting up or started. Maybe you can benefit there.
There has been a lot of testing and research done by the folks at the Smithsonian and Cornell University. Apparently, there has been a litter of puppies that have been produced using in vitro fertilization. Have you ever heard of this? It's done for humans, but dogs having IV?
Yeah, and years ago when I was involved with the whole dog showing business end of it, and I was showing obedience dogs and judging, right. There was some of that involved, and you know, when they wanted this dog to breed with that dog. And
is it healthy? Is it good for the dogs? Is it okay for the dogs?
Let me just say this for the record, okay? There are millions of dogs in shelters across the country. Why would you want to breed more? Not only spend the money, but why are you increasing the problem? Why are you making the problem worse than it is? I spend days at shelters and come home with tears in my eyes every day based on the fact that, you know, there are just so many that don't have homes. So why are you breeding more? Let's get these all homes first, and then we'll talk about artificial insemination in the future.
Yeah, it made no sense to me. That's why I brought it up. I thought maybe you could make sense of it, but.
Well, you know, if you have a show dog that lives in California and the other person has the male show dog that lives in Iowa somewhere and you can't get the dogs together, maybe the dogs don't like each other. Maybe they didn't like their first dinner together. Who knows, Doug? Mm-hmm. But the bottom line is they want those genes, so they use the artificial insemination to breed this top dog with that top dog. And, you know, to me, every dog's a top dog, so it makes no difference.
I've recently been following the story of a Massachusetts outfit that is providing physicals and preventive medicine for dogs, which is something to think about. Preventative care, individually, you through your Hugs and Kisses Foundation and the hugs and kisses that you provide are doing a great job, and I think about it with my dog. But do people think about preventative care for their animals? I wonder about that. What do you think? What do you find?
They should. I think it's an incredible thing to do, because just like with humans, if you can possibly find something, a problem when it first starts, it's a lot easier to resolve. So preventative care is really, really critical, at least once a year for your dog or a cat. And if they're getting a little bit older, if they have a disease or a problem, at least twice a year. But preventative disease is definitely a way to keep them happy and healthy longer.
90% of dogs are overweight. That's where you start. Obesity with dogs. Come on, don't feed them so much stuff. Arthritis, a big problem, diabetes, dental disease. You can prevent that in your dog as well. Warren Eckstein at PetShow.com here on the DJV Show.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.